during the lesson.
We should pay attention to how each day we feel more and more connected between us and the Creator through the prayer, meaning through our plea to Him, where everything we have, we turn with it to Him, we raise to Him, and not from one person, but from everyone, from the ten, and in general, from all of humanity. And we ask for everyone. And we turn to Him with gratitude, with all kinds of pleas to Him. We need to understand that every desire that awakens in us, from the greatest and best desires to the smallest ones, that we are embarrassed about. All those desires come because the Creator awakens them. There's none else besides Him. And that's why we need to speak back to Him, so to speak. I have this and this and that. What should I do with it? How do I deal with it? Etc. As it's written, so He will not be a foreign God to you. So the Creator will not be far, but close. So you will speak to Him as directly as you can, because all the desires and thoughts that awaken in you are from Him. There's none else besides Him. He does it. And He will do everything that there is. So accordingly, you need to respond to it directly and speak to Him. You have no one else to speak to. You always have the Creator in front of you. And in order to be in a direct contact with Him, you need the group. You even need all of humanity, of whom you are seemingly the representative, together with your ten. And then you will see how your contact with the Creator becomes more and more stable every day, clearer. You will begin to feel Him really as close, as a partner. And everything that Kabbalists write for us will seem to you as realistic. Especially, it is especially in understanding that everything that happens to us, that's not really in order and not really good and doesn't really advance us according to our understanding. But this too comes from the Creator in order for us to be even more connected to Him and more dependent on Him and relying on Him for all of our forms of advancement, because otherwise we wouldn't be able to overcome the nearing. We wouldn't be able to increase the nearing. So we have to feel both states, the rejection and the connection, disconnection and connection. And in between those two states, we will feel ourselves, we will feel our lives. Everything else is kind of accompanying, marginal, secondary. But the main thing is where we are, between rejection and attraction, between remoteness and nearness, and there, and then, between those discernments, we will begin to see how we are speaking with the Creator, how we turn to Him.
Excerpt number 8. Even when he comes to know that the Creator can help him and he understands that the real advice is only prayer, the body comes and makes him see that you see how many prayers you've already prayed, but you received no answer from above. Therefore, why bother praying that the Creator will help you? You see that you are not getting any help from above. At that time, he cannot pray. Then we need to overcome once more through faith and believe that the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And it does not matter if a person is adept and has good qualities, or to the contrary. Rather, he must overcome and believe above reason, although his reason dictates that since he has prayed many times but still received no answer from above, how can he come and pray once more? This too requires overcoming, meaning to exert above reason and pray that the Creator will help him overcome his view and pray.
Look. We have these examples in our lives too, from which we can understand that bringing contentment to the Creator means that I don't receive any good sign in return, and even that the Creator shows me as if He is not listening, He doesn't hear me. And nevertheless, I yearn and develop in me a yearning through the friends, helping one another, because this is how we nevertheless bring ourselves closer to the Creator, even though He doesn't want to pay attention to us. But nevertheless, we ask of Him to help us nevertheless, to pay attention to us, to answer us. And we want the connection with Him, the first mutual connection, so we can work in a way that I'm to my beloved and my beloved to me, as it's called. So even though I see that it is hopeless, and it might take years, my situation. Sometimes I'm thrown far away. Sometimes I get closer. But basically, I'm constantly building my connection with the Creator in such a way that each time I broaden this thread of connection more and more. And as much as He may not answer me, I understand it as a kind of a flirt, as a kind of an opportunity to show even more inclination from me to Him. And to believe what the Kabbalists write, that the Creator actually wants the connection with us very much, but He expects, He waits for us to show the form of connection that is above reason, meaning that although I have no chance of achieving connection within my ego, I want above it to build this connection only in order to bestow, meaning that I will not get anything out of it. I'm not asking for this connection to be for my sake in any way. I'm not asking for I'm not asking to have any recognition or feeling of the Creator as a result. No. I only want to be in contact so that I bestow for me to him, bestow some contentment, to do something for his sake. This is what I want. If I come closer to this and I achieve this, meaning I build such a connection, such an attitude from me to him, then I begin to feel that I really am coming closer to the Creator, and I'm gradually coming to feel the connection. And this is already the entry into the upper world.
Да, дорогой Рав, так мне важно все-таки действительно что-то сделать.
Yeah, yes, dear Rav. So it's important to me to do something for the Creator, or just the yearning itself, without any understanding that I've done something real for Him.
Your yearning for the Creator is not enough. Because basically it's an egoistic yearning. And it is the complete opposite of what you need to have in the connection with the Creator. You have to relate to Him only according to the equivalence of form. As He to you, you to Him. Therefore, it turns out that here you need to, well, first of all, everything, of course, begins with the ego. You want to attain him, to feel him, to grab him, to connect him to you for all kinds of, to all your desires and purposes. You want the Creator to serve you. That's clear. That's where we begin. We may not be aware of it so much, but that's the way it is. Gradually, by recognizing this attitude toward the Creator, we come to a different attitude from where? From at least two reasons. One is that I'm not succeeding in my connection with the Creator. And then I keep asking, why am I not succeeding? On the other hand, I understand that the connection has to nevertheless be, and that I am bestowing to the Creator. And what am I bestowing? What am I going to bestow? There should be equivalence of form. I to my beloved, my beloved to me. Right? So, from where do I take the form of bestowal? Or I will open it and reveal it, take him into consideration, and be in a dialogue with him. There are other things here as well. Everything will be revealed in this connection, but in general, we should begin to be focused on this point that I have in front of me, some sort of a tube that connects me to the Creator. And that tube, that hose, I need to now fill up with all kinds of forms of connection through the friends, besides having it through the friends, with the right intentions, with the right desires, with treating it, keeping it, all those things as we understand in the connection, all of our level, all the levels and all of our forms of connection with other people. So what we need to understand now in our lives is that connection with the Creator is the main thing we need. We have no other worry besides this. The connection with the Creator can be only from a device called the Ten, and someone who isn't in it should very quickly look for a Ten for himself, for a group. And not just be in it formally, but he needs it as a place of connection or a hub so that to the extent that he builds the ten correctly, he comes in contact with the Creator. Because in the right ten, there are all kinds of qualities that don't exist in any person in particular, but only in the ten, in the group, to the extent that each of us builds his correct relation toward the friends, to that extent, through them, he can connect to the Creator. And here, it's not so important what the friends may be. It can be like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, where even though they were very small, but if he could annul before them and through them connect to the Creator, he connects. He is great. This is why we need to understand that some summary of our learning, of our work, connects to the prayer, to the plea to the Creator, where we have to build ourselves according to our connection with the Creator. We have to build ourselves, the relationships between us, according to the quality of the Creator, which is bestowal. And then we'll be able to connect, the ten will be able to connect through the connection of giving to the Creator. And this is how we build ourselves spiritually. And then we only have to increase, to intensify this connection more and more. So that convey more beats of information, more data between the Creator and us. And the levels of connection between us and the Creator are the degrees by which we climb until we reach the infinite connection, which is the world of Ensof, of infinity, when there's no boundary, no end to the connection between us and between us and the Creator. Along the way, we will certainly feel burdenings, shatterings will be revealed. They happened before already, in the breaking of Adam HaRishon. But this is how we'll advance. This is our work. There's nothing more than that. So we need to focus on that, to concentrate on this. For this, we have all the required discernments. We learned a lot. And now we need to build this connection practically, to check all kinds of things in it. About how we connect between us and from us to the Creator. Only through the connection between us, we will understand how we can connect to the Creator. This is why it's called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. If we don't connect correctly among ourselves, we won't understand how to begin to connect to the Creator.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вопрос товарища.
Good morning. Есть несовершенность. Question from a friend.
Творец ее не слышит. Спасибо.
This is very incomplete. If you think the Creator doesn't hear it.
We need to strengthen that in the group, and also within us, we have to constantly think and imagine the Creator being within us. There is no moving away, but only emotional one on our part. As it is written, I am the Lord who is with them in the midst of their impurity. So He is in the created beings, in all of our states, from the worst to the best. There's none else besides Him, only He. Sustains, revives. He is called the King who puts to death, brings to life, and brings forth salvation. And therefore, we need to depict, to imagine our worst states as also being in contact with the Creator, that from his perspective, it doesn't weaken, it doesn't vanish, it doesn't wane. Moreover, it is the Creator who arranges, who organizes the manner of connection, the feeling that we are disconnected, and he expects us to overcome all those disturbances that he himself sets up for us. This is called, I have created the evil inclination. And we, correspondingly, have to deal with it and work with it. This is why it's so important that we help each other, because if we have a connection between us and we remind each other and give examples to one another that it all comes from the Creator only, and we work deliberately against this disconnection, this remoteness, then this will be exactly the right attitude, because then that disconnection, that remoteness from the Creator becomes of youth, becomes coarseness, through which we convey the power of our connection to Him, between us and Him. So it turns out that then we have the coarseness which the Creator arranged for us from the beginning, and our own power, our own force toward Him, the bestowal on our part, that we nevertheless want to connect among ourselves and bestow upon Him. So in this way, we approach building a spiritual patsuf. The spiritual patsuf is the form of our connection among us, which is suitable, congruent with the connection with the Creator. So we have our will to receive here, the connection between us, between our desires, overcoming our egoistic connections, egoistic desires in the connection between us, and directing our connection, our overall connection to the Creator. And then we understand who is, what is, through the connection between us. We build Him, as it is written, you have made me. And then it turns out that in this work, there is everything we need. This state, the state of connection, meaning this world, the next world. We reveal everything that it exists in only one operation, connection between us and from us to the Creator, and revealing Him as already existing between us. And in this way, advance. From Hebrew, what is the benefit in those descents that delete everything? Why does a Kabbalist have to lose everything?
It's not a descent, it's advancement through the negative, in a negative form. It shows you that you're still not in the good, correct, strong connection with the Creator, or not in the good, strong connection with your group, meaning receiving a descent. It's not a descent. It's an ascent on the left line. And they tell you, you still don't know this, and you still don't know that, and you haven't done this. Meaning they show you. They show you all the connections that you have between you and the group and between you and the Creator. Where do you still need to add to the connection? This is the meaning of a descent. Hence, it's not a descent. In truth, that's how we call it. It's actually an ascent. Darkness will shine as light. Specifically in the darkness, we discovered new forms of connection, the upcoming forms of connection that we will form. So we learn that the correction of the vessels takes place at night until the midnight. That's when there's a coupling of Abavim Ailein, and they build a connection between us, and then from midnight onwards, we begin to arrange the connections, and when we do, the light comes, the morning light comes. That's how it works.
Next.
From Moscow, 8, and from Australia. How do we deal with these dissents? Can we rely on past experiences in these states?
Only from the descents can we build the ascents. If the Creator did not bring us down, we will never know how high up we can climb. Our entire ascent, everything we get to know in spirituality is one from the other. It's when we recognize, we get to know the opposition of spirituality. Not that we need to delve in it and be in it, but rather as quickly as possible to rise from it and get to know the ascent, adhesion between us and adhesion with the Creator. But only from that can we do it. Without the sense, there are no ascents. Without the evil inclination the Creator created intentionally, and this is the only thing He created and for which He is called the Creator, we wouldn't be able to be created beings. We won't be able to feel and attain anything.
How do we prepare ourselves for the descents?
Preparing ourselves to the descents is possible through the connection between us, all kinds of connections. When we build our daily schedule, the order of connections, we repeat the study material throughout the day. What we went through in the morning lesson, what we will have to go through in the next lesson, and so on and so forth. We need to fill our day with that. Meaning from lesson to lesson. We have to take ourselves from the content of the lesson we've just been through. We got an explanation, we got to listen to it, maybe talk about it, and then also the content of the next lesson. How can we connect? Connect between us even more with around the material of the next upcoming lesson.
A question from Mark 18. Why is it that the more we pray, the more difficult it is to find words to turn to the Creator, to speak to the Creator?
Try to arrange the words, not verbally, but the words of the feeling, even when there are no words, but the feeling is present. When we feel something and we can't express it in words, then we'll feel something and you'll see that these discernments have actually more depth.
Question from Rus 6. How can we pray in such a way that we don't give the Creator all kinds of conditions in the prayer, meaning you will do this and then we will do that? How do we not give conditions to the Creator?
Each and every prayer begins with gratitude. We have to be grateful to the Creator for making us such that we are distant from Him, we're remote from Him, and because of that we can feel the nearing to Him. And specifically from these two ends, this extreme remoteness and extreme nearness, we can feel the degree of adhesion. The adhesion cannot be without the revelation of coarseness and the revelation of the connection on top of the coarseness. These two opposites, when they connect, they bring us the intensity or the level of adhesion, sweetness and everything that's in it.
So how do we not set conditions to the Creator in the prayer?
If we try to connect the disconnection with the connection, and we understand that what the Creator did, what He is doing each and every moment with us when he renews the disconnection and he gives us a place for connection, for unity. He does all those things ideally, and it stems from our system that's already built. It includes in it the farthest states and the nearest states. All those states and everything in between are already in the system, the system of souls. And the souls are already in the end of correction completely. We just have to discover it. Therefore, everything depends on our efforts. Truly wish to attain it. So all the time, we have to simply think, let me tell you what we're missing. The main thing is nobody is thinking about the others. We understand that this is the first necessary condition. If at the beginning of my spiritual work, and in the middle, and in the end, if I leave the connection between us, I've stopped working with the vessel that has to attain spirituality. Spirituality is attained in the ten. Therefore, if I leave it and I begin to yearn by myself and to think, how do I make it? And not instead of how do we make it? And I'm thinking of what's going on with me instead of what's going on with us. Then the creator before me is not the creator, because the creator created a 10. 10 and not 9, 10 and not 11. That's how he created them. All of reality that he created are 1-10. So if I don't turn to him from my individual 10, then I don't turn to him. He's not before me. My cry is not a cry. We have to remember that. And let's move forward.
Excerpt number 9. Only those who say that they want to escape from the work, but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging from the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
Meaning, when do we come out of Egypt? When we begin to understand that what's important to us is to rise above the will to receive that dwells between us, not in each one of us, but between us. It prevents us from connecting together, from being a ten. And when we understand that between us dwells the Pharaoh, meaning our evil inclination, our ego, we won't be able to connect. We try and try to connect more and more, we cannot. And then we have no choice but to cry out to the Creator. We turn to Him. Only with one thing. Take us out of Pharaoh. Take us out of our ego. That's the only thing we need. From total disconnection between us to connection between us. Inside the ten. That's what we need. And if we still can't understand the level of the this connection between us, then we have to continue. It means that the exile into Egypt is still not revealed between us. It's an exile from connection. And then when we cry out, when we demand that there will be a connection between us in the form of as one man, one heart, then in this way we advance towards the exit. And when we cry together, to a certain extent together, because we understand that otherwise we cannot come out of, in order to receive, to in order to bestow from between us to the Creator, then we are ready to come out. And then, of course, the upper force comes and it gives us the power to act, to rise above and to leave our ego.
Buongiorno Rav, buongiorno Chiolami. Quale attività pratica serve a una giovane decina per affrontare una discesa di gruppo?
What activity does the 10 need in order to face a descent, especially after such a good congress?
We speak about it. What do you mean, what kind of activity? We are now talking about the activity that we have to do inside our tents.
Yeah.
How do we need to turn to the Creator, which is called to pray to Him, so that He would arrange for us more spiritual relationships, meaning that He will pull up the degrees, higher and higher degrees that are closer to Him. That's what we need. We need to do it consistently, patiently, and as many times as you can during the day. Okay. Tzafon
2.
Why is our connection with the Creator so elusive?
Because we cannot hold on to the connection between us and the Creator in the correct way. First of all, between us. It has to be in order to bestow between us to some extent. Or I care for the friends to some extent, and to the extent that I care about the friends, to a small extent. In this way, accordingly, I can turn to the Creator together with the friends in our Vut. That's what we need to build. Meaning, if I work to ensure that my friend won't fall from the boat into the stormy water, and everyone cares about everyone, and by that we are constructing this vessel, this boat, where everyone cares about everyone else, and between us we feel the force of our vote, and the sea is becoming more and more stormy, and we see in this storm, we see an invitation to connect more and more. And the sea will not calm down in place of this small disturbances. There will be klipot, shells, and that's how we advance until accordingly we begin to discover help from above. We'll turn to the Creator correctly. We'll feel His
kohot.
Reaction, how many forces are we getting from Him, how we can connect between us with these forces, and we'll begin to feel that it's not that there's a stormy sea outside of the boat somewhere, rather it's between us in our egoistic desires. There are such states between us that this is the stormy sea. And then how can we be connected above these waves until we get to the Red Sea, and even later you never get the next state more calm than the previous states. No, it's not calmer than them. Rather, each time above the growing will to receive in each one and in all of us together, and we overcome above these disturbances between us even more to build, to construct the one heart. And then from that, we construct ourselves in such a way that it becomes a person's vessel, the vessel of Adam HaRishon. That is our goal. Try to portray it before you more and more. Talk about it more and more. You'll see how these things are already right before us.
Number 10. There are three conditions in prayer. One, believing that he can save him. Although he has the worst conditions of all his contemporaries, still, will the Lord's hand be too short to save him? If it is not so, then the landlord cannot save his vessels. Two, he no longer has any choice, for he has already done all that he could, but saw no cure to his plight. Three, if it does not help him, he will be better off dead than alive. Prayer means lost in the heart. The more one is lost, so is the measure of his prayer. Clearly, one who lacks luxuries is not like one who has been sentenced to death, and only the execution is missing. And he is already tied with iron chains, and he is standing and pleading for his life. He will certainly not rest or sleep or be distracted for even a moment from praying for his life.
Can you hear what he writes, Baal HaSulam? What kind of feeling we have to come to? That we pray, we ask, as if seemingly we are now facing the gallows. And then, in this way, when we ask, I don't want this corporeal life that I have. My life to be entirely aimed at connection between us to the Creator, to bestow. Imagine how much more we need to change in order to ask correctly and for the Creator to answer us. He's answering all the time, but we still can't feel those things. We cannot feel His response.
Kavyu 7.
Before you mentioned, and you repeated it twice, to pray directly to the Creator. What is directly?
Yeshirot.
Directly. Means that we feel Him right in front of us, and we have direct connection to Him, and we are in connection with Him, and all of us together. As the more we move tightly together, that's how we can reach Him. According to the intensity of the breakage in the connection with the Creator and the intensity. PC 25.
Boker tov. Rav,
good morning, Rav. In these states, if we don't, if we have no joy in what we do, it's not considered spiritual work?
It's not considered spiritual work because it's not in gladness. Gladness has to be present even when we are in the worst possible states, because we nevertheless go through these states to adhesion. And without getting through those states, we can't reach adhesion. Therefore, gladness has to be in any state, whatever it may be. Gladness means that you show how much you are grateful to the Creator for taking you, and of course it's only Him, for taking you through all these states all the way up to Him.
How do we incorporate it correctly? Because when you're in that state, as is described here, you're going to be buried.
No, no, there's no else besides Him. You have to bring Him into every state you're in. You must be in adhesion with the Creator in every state you're in. I understand it's difficult. Sometimes you lose the connection, but in between, you have to constantly maintain the connection with the Creator. In the worst possible states, there specifically, Coleman?
Yes, question from PT 23. What does it mean to cry together? What determines if the cry is together?
Before the cry, before the request, we are working on the connection. We understand who we are turning to, somewhat, to some extent, that we're all in it, that we feel one another somehow, and we see a certain form of the group, the form of our desires that are ready to connect relative to all other desires. And in this way, we turn to the Creator. From the connection between us. You can't turn to the Creator except through the connection between us. If you come to the point of connection from this point, you turn to the Creator. And that's what He's waiting for. If you turn to Him not from this point of connection, it's also good. Why? Because then the Creator will show you all kinds of disturbances, confusions, and from these disturbances, you will nevertheless come to some form of connection. In other words, you have to turn to the Creator everywhere, but first check, do you have at least a small point of connection? Because without it, you're just not getting to Him.
From PT 10, what should we do to reach a depth of a state and they cried and their cry went up to the heavens?
And they understand that they're unable to be connected in order to run away from Egypt, to rise above their ego, and they understand that they must cry to the Creator. Since only He can give them the strength to ascend from the egoistic relationships between us, to come to a state where we are connected between us. And we cry about that. We cry about the connection. We wish to connect, but we are unable to do it. The Pharaoh is between us. And when the Creator will remove the Pharaoh from among us, He will reveal between us the first degree of connection. This means that we are coming out of Egypt. And then we will rise in truth to the Creator. to some extent. This is called the exodus from Egypt. Well, it's a process.
But
nevertheless, this is going through darkness, through helplessness, running away in fear. Nevertheless, this is how we come out of Egypt.
Question from USA. It seems that there's a lot of confusion what the prayer between us is. How can we understand prayer in the best, simplest way?
The prayer between us can be on the condition that we are in one desire. Then there is room for a common prayer. And if there isn't, a common desire, then there's no common prayer. We also don't turn to the Creator in this way, because each of us does not have a Creator. The Creator means that there are at least two, and they connect somehow between them above their egos, and then there is a Creator between them. As it says, you have made me. How did you make me? When each one rises above their ego in order to connect with the others, in order to build a force of bestowal between them, and in this force of bestowal, they discover the upper source, which is the Creator. And this is the technique.
Next. Moscow 6. What is one desire from a ten?
One desire of the ten is considered that we unite as much as possible. We can depict our state more or less in a general manner that it's clear to us. And the Creator, which we learned together, appears to us as the force of bestowal and love, connection to which we need to come to implement him between us. The Creator is not there, but rather we, by the upper light, build between us in our measure, in our fashion. We build between us such a connection, such a mutual connection and mutual bestowal called the Creator. Bo ure, come and see. Only in such a way.
By Rabash, a person prays to the Creator and says, "You must help me because I am worse than everyone, since I feel that the will to receive controls my heart. And this is why nothing of sanctity can enter my heart. I want no luxuries, only to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And I am utterly incapable of this. So only you can save me." By this we should interpret what is written, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted." That is, those who ask the Creator to help them so their heart will not be broken and will be whole. This can happen only if a person has been rewarded with the desire to bestow. For this reason, he asks the Creator to give him the desire to bestow, since he sees that he lacks nothing in the world but the ability to work for the sake of the Creator. It follows that he is asking only the nearness of the Creator. There is a rule, measure for a measure. Hence, the Creator brings them closer. This is the meaning of the words, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted."
Meaning, we need to understand that closeness to the Creator is in accordance with the equivalence of our qualities and His. He is entirely in bestowal. And we are opposite. To the extent in which we could understand that we must replace our quality of reception with the quality of bestowal, and that's what we were given the group for, and all together, the whole reality and the whole of life, to the measure in which we will be able to slowly, slowly, gradually replace our desire, our attitude from the close people to us, to the distant people to us, to all of humanity, to the whole world, accordingly, we will resemble the Creator. Just like the Creator relates to everyone as good, that does good, that way we too, according to our equivalence with His attitudes and His relations towards nature and what's revealed before us, we become like Him. And we have no other possibility of resembling the Creator or rising to Him, revealing Him. We reveal Him inside. To the extent in which we correct ourselves, we reveal the Creator. The Creator is never revealed as something outside. We also learn from the perception of reality that what appears to us as outside is a projection of our qualities. And in truth, these things have no real reality, no realism of being outside. It's all inside my mind. And my mind is connected to my feelings. Altogether, my intellect and my feelings are all that I have in the perception of reality. Therefore, if we want to discover the true state, we need to relate to all of reality as good that does good, just like the Creator. And certainly we're not capable to do so to all of reality, but we only have the possibility of doing this in the Ten.
¿A qué se llama una plegaria en común si cada uno siente y pide de acuerdo con su esfuerzo y el estado personal que atraviesa? ¿Cómo podemos sentir algo en común si cada uno se siente a sí mismo?
What is a common prayer if everyone feels whatever he feels? So what's common about it?
But before the prayer, they know there needs to be a connection between us and to bring ourselves to a state that it's clear to us where we are, who's separating between us, and who can, in place of that, connect between us. And we address that force that there's none else besides Him, there's no one else to turn to, for Him to stabilize us in the right way, join us to one another, and that's how we will advance. Altogether, this depends on the Creator. He's now separating between us. Let Him connect between us, and we will be corrected in one system between us and with Him. And this is Adam HaRishon in the corrected state.
That's it.
So just depict to ourselves what it is to be in the system of Adam HaRishon in a corrected manner. So at least that example, let's implement in the Ten. Imagine to yourself what it is that we need to feel each friend and to relate to him and care for him. And this way, be and see ourselves advancing. Okay, good. So we have Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rob. What does it mean to be brokenhearted?
Mm-hmm.
Broken heart means that all our hopes, all our plans, everything that we wanted to happen does not happen. The breaking of the heart means the breaking of our will to receive, as we wanted through it to attain spirituality, and we couldn't. So therefore, we flip. We understand that we can't do this force, but only through the desire to bestow. Hence, we need to turn to the Creator and demand for Him to invert our inclination. Instead of the desire to receive, give us the desire to bestow. He should give us His quality. Okay? Good.
Latin free.
The first question we have to the Creator is for Him to perform a connection between us, so that from this connection we will be able to turn to Him and bestow upon Him, so that we will know from this connection what to bestow to Him, how to bestow to Him. That is actually the first thing. As by that, we're preparing ourselves as in a kli. Why are we preparing ourselves as a kli? Because the desire of the Creator is to bestow upon us. And by us preparing ourselves to receive from Him, our entire intention is in order to bring Him contentment by being in a state of about to receive from Him. And therefore, this is how we turn to Him. Please correct us so that we will be able to receive from You in order to bring You contentment. And for ourselves, nothing, zero, just like now, and even more darkness. That's not important. As long as we will have pleasure from giving You the possibility to bestow and be delighted from us. We need as much as possible to depict ourselves what it means to be in the quality of bestowal. Clear?
Bulgaria 1.
Okay, Bulgaria 1.
Привет, Раф. Просто товарищ, как оберешься от...
Hello, I have a question from a friend.
Чтобы быть услышанным, и вообще, какие упражнения, может быть, рекомендовать нам,
чтобы... How to prevent ourselves from a routine if we constantly turn to the Creator?
Yes, of course, we need to search how to turn to the Creator more and more, but to turn to the Creator is more important how we can be more and more connected between us. Because the Creator is within us. And to the extent in which we truly reach a certain measure of connection, true connection, to some measure of it, or even a desire for that true connection, then the Creator is revealed and begins to take care of us and deal with us. There's nothing you can do about that. But it all depends on the connection with the group and the extent in which the group influences oneself. And here we really need more now in this time after the convention to be concerned with general influence on each and every one, so that each will feel that he has a big mass, people that are with him in a movement forward that will drag him and carry him and care for him. And also the world, we see how the world is deteriorating and deteriorating more and more, the external world. And then, accordingly, we need to see ourselves more understanding, feeling more, raising ourselves more above our egos, until it defines itself in our heart permanently, which is called the Exodus from Egypt. That's it. There's actually nothing else to do, just to connect more and more. I think that maybe it's worthwhile for us to decide upon a certain connection between us more, besides each being in his ten, besides the ten twice a day, for it to be, let's say, once more a week, let's say on Tuesday, let's say, where we connect all of us together to a certain evening or something, for half an hour, as much as we can. Think how to do this. Because anyway, the more we advance, we will need such connections. It doesn't need to be specifically in a time that's difficult for us, but to feel a little bit more that we're together. This is very important. We just need to feel that I want to feel that I am inside a mass of people and that we are all together, are tight, adjacent to one another, and are aimed in one direction. That feeling we're missing.
I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to determine anything because in the connection, which is a congress, a congregation, only the desire of each and every one of you has to be there. I won't determine anything and don't ask me about that. Don't ask. Discuss this, do this, think about it, something. The main thing is that you start implementing right now, so that every day will be like a congress for you. Go ahead. All the more so, we don't need to think about something in 3 months. It's enough for us if every day will be in an increasing connection. Next.
Question from Mach 40. What prayer can I raise to the Creator to help my friends in the 10? If I'm in a state that I feel that I'm not able to do anything, and everything I do is wrong and for no good, even though I think I'm trying. What should I ask for the friends?
That's what you feel about yourself. But with the friends, you can do everything. Specifically because you have nothing, don't be afraid about losing anything. Specifically in such states, a person can really reach devotion in his soul. What does he have in his soul? Nothing.
Kabyu 2, what prayer should I raise when I feel the pain of humanity?
We should incorporate that as well in our general prayer. We should also understand that there is no humanity. It's all our kli, our vessel. If we all connect together, when each one comes to the revelation of his soul in the real manner, then we really feel all the created beings belonging to my body, to my heart, to my desire. Everyone is me. That's how we, each and every one ultimately attains. But there is no contradiction here between each one attaining himself and attaining everyone else, because he himself and everyone else, they become the same. That's it. This is why, that's what we should think about and yearn for. It will be revealed. In the meantime, our desires are so much disconnecting us from the connection, from the unity, that we cannot imagine these qualities we see today as opposite of us, as hated by us,